This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's bring up verse 2 because this is where it hits the road here. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. I was thinking of the trials and testings that people faced at this church just in the last 2 years. Here's what I discovered. We've had people facing cancer. We've had people having financial problems. We've had people with problems in their marriages. We've had problems with people with their children, children with their parents. People have had problems with their job, losing their job. And then I thought of the church I served for 6 years in Georgia, and I was reviewing that history for 6 years. People facing cancer, people having problems with their marriages, and people facing problems with their children and their jobs and so on. And then I thought of the 4 years in Texas and 18 years before that in Columbus, Ohio. And I thought of people who were facing cancer and dealing with those issues and death and disease, and people who had trouble with family and trouble with their jobs. And you see where I'm going with this. It's called life. And James comes along and says, consider it, and that's an accounting term, like reckoning money, you're reconciling money. Consider it joy. Count it as joy. You ever counted something as money paid on an account? Well, he worked for me for 5 hours, so I'll count that as payment. And that's the same term that's used. James says, count it as pure joy when you go through trials of many kinds. Because ultimately what the Lord is doing in your life is working it out for your maturity and your completion. Meaning what? That sounds nice, but what does it mean? It means that the Lord can accomplish some things in your life through trials and tribulations and problems that can't be accomplished in any other way. Let me give you a dramatic example from a favorite minister of mine. Lloyd Ogilvie, for years, preached at the First Presbyterian Church of Hollywood, California. Now, it was interesting. 3 times over the years, I've gone out there for conferences, and I always would make sure that I could get to First Presbyterian Church for like the 8 o'clock or the 9 o'clock, one of the services, to hear Lloyd Ogilvie preach. And I pulled into the parking lot on one of my visits in the rental car, and I got out of the car next to somebody in a real hot-looking sports car, and I looked at him and did a double take, and I grinned real big because I recognized he was an actor. I didn't know his name, but I just kind of went, I know you. And he looked and said, you must be from Ohio. And no, he didn't say that. He probably thought that. But there were people, and then someone pointed out to me later, there's so-and-so who produces such-and-such a show, and there's an actress from another, she's on a soap opera every day, and they're attending church at First Presbyterian Church and listening to Lloyd Ogilvie preach the gospel. Why? Because they have trials and tribulations and problems in their marriages and facing disease and facing trials of all kinds. We all do as human beings on this earth, regardless of position, regardless of wealth, regardless of education, regardless of background. And Lloyd Ogilvie said there was a couple coming to his church where their marriage, they described their own marriage in these terms, a hell on earth. They eventually came to the place where they gave their lives to the Lord. And here's what the wife said after things had improved in their relationship. She said, we were glad we went through the heartache because it got us to the end of ourselves. I never heard anyone ever say that before or since. It got us to the end of ourselves. What did that mean? Going through the trial and tribulation that they went through, that they described as a hell on earth, brought them to the end of themselves, meaning they stopped focusing on them, and it's my needs and my problem, and you better help me. And they started focusing on one another and focusing most of all on Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.